Chapter 3. Why is life so painful? I'm depressed and worried. You find life miserable and intolerable because you've become a slave of your mind. Was there any depression, worry or pain prior to beingness? Prior to the body form? Was there any anger? No, there was nothing. And when the body expires, what will be left? We keep trying to extract happiness from many different external sources because we find our body-based knowledge unbearable. The gist of spirituality is, accept your selfless self. There is no God, no Brahma, no Atma. You are Atma. You are Paramatma. You are God. This means that everything is to be found within you. Happiness is not to be found in this illusory world. It is to be found in you because you are the source of happiness. You do not know that you are Almighty God. Directly or indirectly, you are considering yourself to be the body form. The body form is not your identity at all. You are basically formless. It is an open fact. Prior to beingness, or say, prior to 100 years, you had no form. You had no knowledge about yourself. You did not know yourself at all. But now, because of the body form, you know that you are. When the body eventually expires, dissolves, or disappears, the known will dissolve back into the unknown. There will not be any trace of your identity left. Where will your pain or depression be then? Who wants peace? Who wants a tension-free life? Who wants a fearless life? All these requirements exist because life in the body is in fact unstable and unbearable. Why is a master needed? Because you have forgotten your identity. In order to have the conviction that you are not the body, meditation is needed. Reading books and listening to various masters is not enough. It is only dry spirituality, dead spirituality. It is not practical spirituality. Here, we are teaching practical spirituality. Don't abandon your work and family for spirituality. Your routine life and spirituality can coexist perfectly. Be noble. Be humble. Live as a good human being and at the same time, try to identify yourself. This human body is such a golden opportunity to identify yourself in a real sense. Be careful not to miss out and lose this valuable time, this wonderful opening to find out who you really are. Be firm, be courageous, and accept your reality. I am placing reality before you because your body identity is temporary. You must be brave. Have courage. Yes, of course, there may be some depression or worry and other calamities that may come your way. But even with these difficulties, know that they are only passing clouds. They are temporary bodily vibrations. Don't become a victim of your own self-created psychology, worrying all the time. Oh, what will happen? What if this happens? What if that happens? Nothing is happening. Nothing has ever happened. And nothing is going to happen. Because there is no doer and there is no deed. You are not the doer. You have not done anything. You are unborn. Fact. Accept it. Your presence is like the sky or space. The sky does not know that it is the sky. Does it announce itself in this way? I'm sky. The sky does not have any family members. Does the sky have a wife, a mother, or a father? Similarly, you are everywhere, like the sky. In fact, you are subtler than the sky because you can identify it. As you are listening to what I am saying just now, you may not believe it to be true, but in time, you will. Don't be anxious or depressed. You are unaware of your value, your true worth. You have great importance. Your presence is invaluable presence. Your greatness lies within you, but you're ignoring it, neglecting it. You're underestimating yourself, always worrying, oh dear, what is going to happen to me? You're worried about the past, the future, or the present. And it is all a waste of your energy, because there is no past, no present, and no future. These are the concepts. Nothing has ever happened. These are just the concepts that we have blindly accepted. You can erase them now. Don't depend on anyone or anything outside of yourself. There is no need to say, "Oh God, bless me," because you're already whole and complete. You're completely independent. A master is needed because you've forgotten your identity. Your spontaneous presence is itself your master. Your spontaneous invisible presence within this body is the master. I'm placing this open fact before you. It is your truth. Therefore, don't torture yourself with pain, guilt, or worry. Be brave. Have some guts. Everything comes and goes. It may be good or bad. Forget it all. Do not give so much importance to everything. Instead, find out how to come out of these illusory circumstances. To make this human life bearable, you have to identify yourself. You need not go anywhere to find yourself. Try to please your own inner master. The master is within you. The finder itself is the master. Read Selfless Self, I Am That, and other spiritual books like Master of Self-Realization. They will help you. They are really good books for spiritual information and spiritual identification. They will help your conviction. A lack of confidence is causing your spiritual malaise. Be brave and try to find stability. You're lacking in confidence and willpower. Don't underestimate yourself. Be confident. Yes, I can do it. Nothing is going to stop me. Confidence is most important in life. Discard everything. I'm not the body. I was not the body. I'm not going to remain the body. And in time, whenever problems arise, they will not sting you, because you'll be convinced that they are related to the body only, and you are not that. Whatever appears to be going on is going on with the body, and therefore, cannot touch you. When you know that everything is illusion, you will find yourself forgiving and forgetting anything and everything that happens in your life. You will notice an increase in tolerance and patience, as well as many other changes taking place. We are worried and depressed because we are measuring ourselves in the body form. We have mistakenly accepted the body form as our identity. This should be erased, dissolved.
everything will melt with meditation. Meditation is needed at the initial stage. The spirit is very sensitive. So when it is hammered with I'm Brahma, Brahma I am, over and over, again and again, a purification process takes place. You're hammering the ego and saying, you are a liar. You're not male or female. You're Brahma. This is how the Nam Mantra works. With repetition, the illusory layers that have covered your reality over a lifetime are gradually and effectively removed. After continuous hammering, eventually, you will come to the realization, yes, I am that. Why worry? Why be depressed? Everything is illusion. It is all a dream, a long dream. And you will laugh at yourself, pondering and reflecting on your life, asking, who was in pain? Who was depressed? Who was worried? In the morning we chant Shivoham, Shivoham, which reminds us that everything is illusion. There is no master, no disciple, no father, no mother. You have nothing to do with this illusory world. Shankaracharya says, to say I is illusion. To say you is illusion. To say Brahma is also illusion. The entire world is illusion. Therefore, considering yourself as the body form is also illusion. You may have accepted that you are not the body form, but maybe only intellectually. This knowledge must be absorbed, and then there will be spontaneous conviction. There will be no more pain, depression, or worries.